Like, money doesn't buy everything. It doesn't buy all the information and knowledge in the world. And so if you can carve out a special place for yourself, you make yourself valuable and needed.
Hey, friend. It's David Nabinsky here in Brooklyn. So excited for this conversation with Arlen Hamilton. Arlen is the founder and managing partner of Backstage Capital. She's the first non-celebrity Black woman to be featured on the cover of Fast Company. Arlen does a lot of things, to say the least. She is also a podcast host and has her own Academy of On-Demand courses. In this 12-minute podcast episode, you'll learn about her new company called Runner and also some core ideas from her book called It's About Damn Time. As always, this episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There you can subscribe to my newsletter called One Email Away, which has the best insights from the podcast and friend-sourced job opportunities. So excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. Here we go with Arlen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about your book.
Yes.
And I want to talk about your new company.
Awesome.
And in the book, you had a really amazing quote that I thought would be a great way to start the show, which is, I believe if you have no assets, you have to be the asset. You talk to us a little bit about that quote.
Yeah, I think it comes from having very few resources for most of my life, for 90% of my life, actually, and didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a lot of access, but could pick up on things and could make a way and got to where I am today from learning and paying attention. And so I say I know that money attracts other money. That's something that has been proven over and over again, and I've seen it in real time. But if you don't already have money, you become money. You become money by being the most knowledgeable person in the room on a specific topic. That's one way. And what I have found is that when you have so much information that you've taken in by reading, by listening to podcasts like this, by just kind of experiencing things, there's always going to be somebody with power, money, respect, et cetera, who needs something from you, who needs access to your mind share. And so to me, that's when you make yourself really valuable, because you can be interested and be interesting at the same time. And it really has played out that way in my life.
Wow. So information is a form of capital. It sounds like you're saying a little bit that, and you can utilize that to leverage that into additional opportunities and stuff like that. Can you speak to an example or two of how that's showed up?
Yeah, just kind of when I started out learning about venture capital and learning about, I wanted to get access to resources and funding for underrepresented founders at the time. And I tried for years to get investors and I couldn't get anybody to kind of pay attention. But because I had tried for years, I had learned so much, I'd read everything I could. I talked to dozens of founders at that point, other investors. And when I found myself in a room with people who had wealth, what I noticed was that some of them, like a lot of them, had the money in the bank account, but they didn't know how to invest it. That's why they were, seeking out, like we were in the same class, in the same courses. So they were seeking out, how do I make an investment? But I had done all this research about how to look at deals and how to judge things. And I had talked to so many founders, so I had a lot of access to deal flow. And so the very first person who invested in Backstage Capital, my venture fund, in 2015, she is a wealthy woman named Susan Kimberlin, who got to know me through our conversations where I could teach her things about how to make investments and how to make impact investments specifically. So I was able to have something that she didn't have. Like, money doesn't buy everything. It doesn't buy all the information and knowledge in the world. And so if you can carve out a special place for yourself, you make yourself valuable and needed in the room. And I also think, even more practically and a through line, is I now get paid a lot of money to speak on certain topics. And that has turned into, so Susan's investment was money, and my ability to go out and make money as a for a living by speaking to topics that is a combination of 10 years or more of the information I took in. That's a very practical one.
Yeah, awesome. Love it. And so from starting Backstage Capital, you know, the podcast is called Portfolio Career Podcast. You know, investors make, you know, portfolio bets and bets and diversify themselves. With Runner and a lot of other things that you've been doing, it's pretty remarkable to see the kind of portfolio beyond investing that you've, you know, amassed and have built up. Can you maybe talk to us a little bit about how you're able to leverage opportunities and information to, you know, to build a huge portfolio around yourself?
Yeah. And I think if it starts with team, like I have an incredible team on anything that I work on. There are other people working on it with me. So that is very helpful. Don't let anybody fool you into thinking that's not what's going on. You know, there are like so many people behind the scenes for most of these empires that are being built. And so that's a huge one. But another part of it is like this idea of sprinting and focusing for a very long time on one thing to be able to plant the roots that made it possible for me to then springboard to other things. So for Backstage, I've worked on that for a solid decade. And for the first third of that had absolutely no traction to speak of. And then the second two thirds of that, or the other two thirds of that has just been this uphill climb of putting pieces in place and putting a team together who can really spearhead Backstage and really take it to the next level, even beyond my wildest dreams. And so now I looked into for my new company, I'm still managing partner of Backstage. I still work at Backstage every single day and spearhead a lot of things like vision and fundraising and things like that. But now when I think about like the 200 or so founders we've invested in or companies we've invested in, thinking about their pain point of hiring and being able to hire with limited resources, with limited time, and to be able to make, you know, take things off of their plate so that they can be even better founders. That's what sparked this idea of Runner, which you can find at hirerunner.co, of fractional attempt to hire operations talent. So it is that I'd work on several different things, but if you think about the book, which is a big undertaking, my podcast, Your First Million, Runner, all of it is in the same direction. It's all aligned and springs from the same fountain, I guess. I started off by calling it a tree, but it springs from the same source. And that's what makes it possible and productive.
Mm-hmm. And then I can see how there's synergies and overlap and benefits and things like that.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. You have this, people love to say flywheel, but you do, you know, there are people who are investors in the fund who also are now customers of Runner, or people who have become runners so that they can have a little bit of extra capital to make angel investments. And they're taking my Investing as a Catalyst course, you know? So there's all these different things and they flow together. And if you stay consistent and if you stay focused and if you stay true to what you want to happen rather than what, you know, any shiny object, all of that is quite possible.
Love it. And with Runner, you just mentioned there about kind of fractional employment. The podcast, you know, is around, you know, portfolio knowledge workers being able to build a portfolio. And maybe sometimes that's, you know, a little side hustle here, a full-time job there, et cetera. Clearly your company is kind of paving that path for a lot of people. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you're kind of seeing fractional employment and what that might mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so we focus on operations talent. So think executive assistants, COOs, head of people, chiefs of staff, in-person help during the day, that type of thing. And 78% of our 120 or so B2B customers have 10 or fewer employees. And so we have customers that are also unicorns, right? But right now, the majority of our customers have 1 to 10 people at their company. So it is a lot of people. This is their side hustle, or this is their full-time job, but it is, I'm bootstrapping, or I've raised a friends and family round or an angel round. It's not this big, you know, huge juggernaut. And so you think about anybody here listening, think about what an extra 40 hours a month taken off of your plate as the founder of your side hustle or the founder of your startup. Think about what taking that off of your plate would free you up to do. So it frees people up to strategize, which is huge. It's the biggest part you can, the biggest thing you can do, I think, for yourself. It frees you up to talk to your customer, to talk to your employees, to talk through product. And then it also frees you up to rest and refuel. And if you have all of that going, but when you don't have to bring on a full-time salaried employee that you have to figure out how to pay for, but instead you say, actually, you know what? I could afford to bring somebody in once or twice a week and build upon that. And that will get me to the place where I can earn more money and then therefore be able to afford more people to come in and be part of the team that I mentioned earlier is what makes it possible for me to do the things I do, then it becomes really interesting and very clear to people. So we're seeing people, it's a highly vetted, you know, we've gotten about 1,000 inbound interests from runners who want to be runners of all stripes. And we have about 100 or so of those who will actually be on the platform. So it's very much so vetted. And when you take on a runner, you can rest assured that they're ready to help you build out your career, your company, and they're invested emotionally. That's the thing too, that separates us from perhaps like the virtual assistant. And there's nothing wrong with having a virtual assistant. I've had them in the past, but it was more transactional. I found this is more like there are people matching missions because the runners at Runner are W-2 employees of ours. So they're here for the stretch. And it's just been very fun and very interesting to learn every single day from it.
Awesome. And one final question. In the book, you also talked about just cold emails and sending email and email after email. And it only kind of takes one reply or one yes to get to the next stage. As people are thinking about, you know, investing into themselves and taking that next shot on goal or next chance, can you maybe talk to us a little bit about how it only takes one?
Yeah, it really does. And Lady Gaga got like a lot of flack for talking about that during her A Star Is Born because she kept saying it. But it's just true. You know, it's always been about math to me. I wanted to work in live music several years ago. So I found 100 different tour managers and production managers, and I wrote to each of them individually. And I said, I don't need 90 of these people to respond to me. I don't need that to happen. I just need a few to respond, to give me a chance, and I'll make one happen. And that's what happened. I went on to work on arena level tours because I spent 2 months working on that project. And that's the math of it all. You can't make it too personal. You have to know if you're raising capital or if you're looking for customers, not everybody's going to be perfect for you. So it is about a numbers game, but it's also about a quality game. It's not spray and pray. So it is thinking through like, oh, if I can say, I just need one person to give me a shot here. It takes away a lot of the pressure and it kind of broadens the possibilities.
I love it. Well, Arlen, thank you so much for your time. People can check out the book,
thank you.
New Company Runner. Is there any other places you'd like to point listeners to?
I'll just tell people to go to HireRunner, like hiring, hirerunner.co. Check it out if you want to be a runner, if you want to hire a runner. And then check out backstagecapital.com, which is kind of the hub where you can find out most of what I'm working on and see our amazing portfolio companies.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Arlen.
Thank you.
Hey, friend. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Portfolio Career Podcast. Would love to hear what you learned and what you enjoyed. You can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever is best for you. And as a reminder, I'm just one email away as well. This episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There you can subscribe to my newsletter called One Email Away, which includes the best insights from the podcast and friend-sourced opportunities. So excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. Thank you so much.